I'd like now to welcome Robert Knott. He is the associate editor of the Pasatiempo, Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexican, and he's with us here speaking of the arts just about every Friday. Welcome.
I brought you a gift.
You brought me a gift?
Brace yourself.
I'm braced.
It's for you. It's a ballad.
A what?
A ballad.
A ballad.
You've been waiting for this.
Oh.
You and me against the world.
Oh, no.
Sometimes it feels like you and me against the world. And when others turn their backs and walk away, I'll be here to stay. This part's really good. Listen to this.
Oh, gosh.
Remember when the circus came to town?
No.
And you were frightened by the clown.
This is a family show.
Wasn't it good to be around someone that you knew? Someone who is big and strong and looking out for you.
Robert, the 70s ended for a reason.
Me against the world. Sometimes it feels like you and me against the world.
Usually you stop after
and
a while.
Through all the times we cried, I always felt that God was on our side. Last one coming up. This part's sad. And when one of us
sad.
Is gone, girl, the other one will have to carry on. And remembering will have to do. Our memories will have to kind of see us through. Thinking back to days of me and you. You and me against the world. Because you wanted that song. Remember you asked for it a month ago? On the air.
I so did not want that
You said
song.
To me the Helen Reddy song from the 70s. I went and learned that song.
I said, please, whatever you do, do not sing that.
You did?
Yes.
So I owe you another gift?
No.
Okay. Anyway, how
it's
are you?
It's okay. I was okay.
What do you mean you was okay?
No, it's great. That was great.
Come on. On the radio, vocals say everything. You can't delineate
I'm
me.
I'm fine.
Hey, did you see Pasatiempo won a Governor's
Thanks
Award?
Thanks for asking. All things considered, I couldn't be better, I must say.
Well, look at you. Your smile's lighting up now, probably because I stopped singing it.
You know what that is the line from?
No.
South Park movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh. I thought it was from South Pacific movie.
No.
All right, so did you see Pasatiempo won a Governor's Award for Arts contribution?
That's absolutely terrific.
Thanks.
And congratulations to you and to all of you at PASA.
Everybody, including the freelancers and all the writers and all the previous editors. It's a good, exciting thing. We're happy. Okay, what's happening this weekend? Well, to start with, you had some dogs on here earlier, right? It's the assistant's
dogs. I had
dogs.
A wonderful little girl dog named Beetle.
Let's tell us a little more about that. Is that the graduation
assistant's
this week?
Assistant's Dogs of the West is having their graduation on Tuesday at 6 o'clock at the convention center.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
That's also the night that Footloose comes to the Lenzic. Remember Footloose?
Yes.
Look at you. Well, I should have sang a song from Footloose,
no,
right?
No, yeah, you should have. I've never seen it, but I remember that it was happening, and I was going to try to get them on the air, but I didn't.
What do you mean? You never saw it, but you what?
I was going to, it's the Santa Fe Concert Association, and I was talking to them about doing a little spot on the air about Footloose.
But you saw the movie.
I may have. I was under the influence.
Of what?
Of your singing.
I didn't know you in 1983 when the movie came out. You weren't hot about Kevin Bacon? Not that I was either, but just, you know, you look like the sort that would have liked Kevin Bacon in that time period. Anyway, the Santa Fe Concert Association.
What on earth might that mean?
Look, I'm off to a rough start already here today. Let's try to reconfigure what we're doing here and antithesize everything. It's 7:30 at the Lenzic Tuesday night.
That's the assistant's dogs, whom we just had.
That's at 6 to 7:30 at the Santa Fe Community Convention
Sorry,
Center.
The Lenzic
so
is
then you
Footloose.
Can quickly run to the Lenzic at 7:30 for Footloose.
Excellent.
And then before that, Tuesday night at 5 o'clock at Garcia Street Books, John Baxter signs copies of Cowboy Park, Steer Roping Contest on the Border. It's a pretty good historical overview on rodeo and Cowboy Park in Mexico. I wrote a book review of it in today's Pasatiempo.
Dragonfly School is having their annual Spring Fair outdoor fun for the whole family, and that's tomorrow from 10 to 3 at 935 Alto Street, and it's a day outdoors with your kids, including musical performances by Round Mountain and Aunt Claire, circus acts by Wise Fool, arts and crafts, face painting, all sorts of children's clothing and seed planting and a bike raffle and much, much more.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Now, do you and Michelle like chocolate? Be honest.
Michelle, who's still sitting here, do you like chocolate?
Yes, I like chocolate.
Yes.
And do you like chocolate?
Yeah, I can't eat too much of it.
Okay. So Thursday night, the School for Advanced Research.
Oh, yeah, we're going to be talking to
That's
them, too,
right.
on the air.
John Henderson's going to come on and talk about the early history of chocolate.
Yes.
At 7 o'clock Thursday at the James A. Little.
And he will be on the air on Wednesday.
Here on your show.
Here on my show.
And there's a pre-lecture tasting of Mesoamerican chocolate. So from the days, you know the Mesoamericans. They were messy because they were getting chocolate all over.
They're good friends of mine.
No, the what period was the Mesoamericans?
That was in the middle. That's why it's called Meso.
The middle of what, though? Like, what are we talking about? Was the Mesoamericans when, like, the Tyrannosaurus was around?
No, it was after that.
So, like, Raquel Welch, more like? From
no,
that
it was in between those two things.
Okay. 6 to 6:45 is the pre-tasting, I mean the tasting pre-lecture, and then you got the 7 o'clock. And then is there something happen at the what's it called, on the College of Santa Fe campus? Santa Fe Art Institute?
Yes, there is a Santa Fe Art Institute thing, and I'm going to get to it in just a moment.
Okay, what are you going to do in the meantime?
I don't know. You go next. I've got one here, but I'm trying to read it.
You go next. Thursday night, Greater Tuna opens at the Santa Fe Playhouse. Goofy little comedy about a radio station in Texas.
Oh, I want to see a show about a radio station.
Well, you should go. KSFR should have these people on the air because it ties in with you guys. You should have them on in character. Darren Denbar's directing and acting in it, so, and Rob DeWalt wrote about it in today's Sound Waves in his column, last page of the Pasta Tempo, page 70. So, go and see Greater Tuna opens Thursday night with a Pay What You Wish at the Playhouse on DeVargas. Friday night next week is the gala opening. And yeah, actually, they'd be good people for you to have on the show. They run for 3 weeks.
And on, let's see, Sunday the 10th of May, Rochelle and Zoe are performing together. Zoe Bird, Zoe changed her last name, Poets. They will be joined by the venerable Paul Brown on bass and the pulchritudinous vocalist Therese Williams. So that is on Sunday, May 10th at 7 o'clock at the Rail Yard Performance Center. It's called Bitch Tourist Lullaby, a poetry, music, and dance performance.
Yikes.
Zoe Bird and Rochelle Woods.
Pretty
and
good.
Paul Brown and Therese Williams. Looks like fun. For more information, 795-1027.
That's also the day for Mother's Peace Day. Talk for Creativity for Peace director Dottie Endike, who
Yay.
Used to work for PASA, is a great lady, great writer as well. Music and dance performances, potluck picnic, noon to 3 at Warehouse. And it is Mother's Day Sunday, right?
Yes.
So I should sing a song for your mom.
That would be awesome.
But not You and Me Against the World.
No, thank you very much.
I'll try to come up with something by
the end
of the show.
Hey, the Empty Bowls Project, benefiting the Santa Fe Food Depot, that's Sunday, May 10th from noon to 2 at the La Fonda Hotel Ballroom. And you can buy a bowl and you fill it with fabulous Santa Fe soups. You can bid in the silent auction. Music by Kumusha, that is marimba music. And free admission. For more information, 988-3544. That's always a fun thing.
All right, now how do you pronounce this guy's last name? David Mazel?
Mazel, I think.
Yeah. 6 o'clock, Monday night.
That's the Santa Fe Art Institute event.
Correct, at Tipton Hall. It's part of the Collective Memory Lecture. It's Memory, Shadow, and Light, Art as Individual. He'll be speaking at 6 o'clock. It's pretty inexpensive to get in and cheaper for students and seniors. 424-5050, 6 p.m. on Monday. And something tells me they have another event during the week, and I can't remember what it is. Michelle, what is it?
Michelle?
There are actually 3 events next week. On Tuesday,
pushing your luck, huh?
Birds in the Park, Christy Hank's installation, traveling installation of porcelain birds will be landing at the Art Institute all day.
Oh, boy.
And then on Thursday, there is an event called Memory Preserved, and he actually, we're co-presenting that with Gowan Books, and he changed the subtitle, but it used to be it's about crypto Jews, and they've got a Vanessa Paloma, who's a singer who does some Sephardic music singing, and a couple of authors who've written some books that they're publishing, and that's Thursday at 6 at Tipton.
Excellent. Good.
The Tubton Norbu Ling Tibetan Buddhist Center is having tomorrow an animal liberation ceremony at 3 o'clock at Sunrise Springs in La Cienega. Freeing animals from the danger of death is a very powerful way to connect compassionately with them and create causes for the well-being of all creatures. So it's a ceremony in that vein. Participants, let's see, there are refreshments by Whole Foods. It's a benefit for the Sheep Sanctuary, which we'll be talking about in a moment. And then the next day, a daily dose of bliss, the joy of establishing a daily practice. And that's on Sundays from coming Sunday, May 10th through June 21st from 9 to 11:30 at the Tubton Norbu Ling Buddhist Center. For more information, 505-660-7056.
Now, how do you get daily bliss?
By meditating.
You're kidding.
It actually, believe it or not, it does work.
I get out of bed, have a shot of coffee, and already I'm on my way. Huh. Turn on those Looney Tune cartoons like before you go to work. The ones with Daffy Duck, those are hilarious. Tonight is your last chance to see TheaterWorks' presentation of Lewis Carroll's lighthearted puppet play, La Guida di Braggia, a ballad opera for puppets. It's at the Scottish Rite Temple, Paseo de Peralta. Got to pay to get in. 471-1799. I've talked to several people who've seen it. They've all been captivated by it. So if you want to see it, it's tonight. 7 p.m. at, let me get that right. 7 p.m. at the Santa Fe Scottish Rite. Meanwhile, 7 o'clock tonight, over to James A. Little, High School Musical 2, in case you missed the first one. It's the same sort of antics. Set in Albuquerque, by the way. Pandemonium Productions. It's about the kids. They go to high school, they have romance, and they sing songs. 988-1234 to get tickets. And
there was a great send-up of that on South Park.
You love South Park. Ooh, look at that thing you just put on. It's like a sensual Japanese kimono.
Well, they've got
something.
The swamp cooler in here, and it's gotten cold.
Yeah, that happens.
So I put it on my shirt.
Deborah Madison and Patrick McFarlane.
Yay.
What about them?
Well, they have this new book. He illustrated it, and they co-wrote it, and it's called What We Eat When We Eat Alone. And I had them on the air the other day. It is absolutely fabulous. It's a really interesting book. I mean, the recipes are the smaller part of it. It's they went around asking people, what do you eat when you eat alone? And they got the most extraordinary answers. And some of them were really good, and some of them were so nasty, you can't even believe it.
Are there recipes as well?
There are recipes good. As well, but they didn't put recipes for stuck together spaghetti fried with Swiss cheese. There's no recipe for that one. But there are recipes for some of the better ones.
Anyway, they're going to be talking at 5 o'clock tonight at Garcia Street Books.
Yes.
Craig Smith wrote about them in today's Pasta Tempo. I want to ask you a quick question.
That's the book. That's probably the book that I'm going to buy to give people for Christmas.
That was one of my questions. Is that a good Christmas book gift?
It is a very good Christmas book.
My other question is, when you grew up, did your mother tell you, because we were talking about Mother's Day.
I grew up.
When you was growing up as a little girl, did your mother tell you couldn't drink milk with spaghetti?
No, she did not.
Did that happen to you, Michelle?
No, my mom never said that.
Because my mother always said
you,
milk doesn't go with spaghetti because it wouldn't taste good. So when I was like 25, I was cooking for myself.
You mean like pouring milk over your spaghetti?
No,
as
like
if it
milk
were Fruit
just
Loops?
Doesn't go with pasta. So I made some spaghetti. I was thinking about this as we were talking because I usually make pasta or fish when I'm alone. And so I made spaghetti and I had milk with it and it was horrible.
Well, your mother was right. So what's new?
But you two have been drinking milk with spaghetti all your lives.
I didn't say that. I don't like milk. I've never drunk milk.
But you have a doggy named Milk.
That's true.
How'd that happen?
That's enough. Because the dog is all white. So he had to be named something.
Back to the Pasta Tempo.
Yes.
Witches and Other Scary Stuff. Oh. Paintings by Eliza Schmidt, reception 5 to 7, downtown subscription.
Now, there is, besides the benefit for the Sheep Sanctuary, and we're going to have them on the air one of these days, there's also the Kindred Spirits Animal Sanctuary, which is dogs, poultry, and horses, and they are open to the public on Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 4 in the afternoon.
Don't pet me.
And they're at kindredspiritsnm.org, and you can reach them at 471-5366. They're having all sorts of speakers and animal people, and I just went there the other day because we had Ulla on the air, Ulla Peterson, who runs it, and she's amazing, and the place is so beautiful. It's a really beautiful little oasis down there in the desert plains, and they've got some good animals.
Anything to do with animals and helping them, protecting them, saving them, loving them, I'm all for. Meanwhile, this Saturday, the Family Music Festival takes place at El Museo Cultural. Joe West Situation, Family Lily Band, Fam Jam, Food, Silent Auction, Raffle, 1 to 4. Seniors and teens can get in for a pretty good price, 12 and under even less. Family Pass you can buy in advance, 983. 5984, Saturday, 1 to 4, El Museo Cultural. That same day, the Dragon Flute, wait, you said that, the Dragonfly School, you talked about that, didn't
yeah.
you? Yeah, cool. Say it remembered.
They're having a benefit. Yeah,
pretty
which
good.
Is your way of saying, you don't remember when I say stuff.
I did catch on. It's better to catch on halfway through than to realize you're going down the same road.
Sangre de Cristo Chorale presents its spring concert, United
Sangre
Church
de Cristo.
In Los Alamos on Saturday at 7:30 in the evening, and then at Santa Maria de la Paz here in, wait, United Church in Los Alamos Saturday, and then Santa Maria de la Paz in Santa Fe on Sunday at 2:30 in the afternoon. And check this out, their concert theme is an Elizabethan spring. All the songs being performed are based on the text of Elizabethan poets. But the songs themselves, the settings include songs written from composers from the 16th to the 21st centuries. And so the program will feature the Serenade to Music by Vaughan Williams with Elena Soposi as solo violinist and Mary Jo Preheim as pianist. For tickets, which are available at the door, you can also get them in advance. Call 455-3707. Sangre de Cristo Chorale.
Now, if you want to go up to Taos and flash back 40 years, Dennis Hopper has curated a show. It's called an exhibit called Hopper Curates, and it involves the artists Larry Bell, Ron Cooper, Ronald Davis, Ken Price, and Robert Dean Stockwell, also known as Dean Stockwell. It opens Saturday up there at the Harwood Museum of Art. Here's a phone number, 575-758-9826. Check out the website, Taos Summer of Love, and you can find out more information about it. Later this summer, they'll be playing the movie Easy Rider, which Dennis Hopper directed and co-wrote with Peter Fonda.
The El Monte Sagrado of Taos presents The Legend of Jazz. It's one evening concert. It's tonight at 8 o'clock. And Julian Prester on trombone, Larry Vukovic on piano, John Hurd on bass, Hadley Kalaman on tenor sax, and Eddie Marshall on drums. And this is happening at El Monte Sagrado Resort and Spa on Kit Carson Road in Taos. And I think this is an event that maybe not everybody has heard about, but I got a call from them, and apparently some real jazz greats. For more information, you can call 505-796-4008.
Pretty good. Last weekend for Modernists in New Mexico, works from a private collector at the Georgia O'Keeffe Museum down on Grant. Friday nights are free. Pardon me, down on Johnson. Open 10 to 5. The Oil Painters of America show continues at Sage Creek Gallery on Old Santa Fe Trail downtown across from La Fonda. And among the other openings this weekend, we have... Dun, 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 dun. There we go. Eli Levin Studio at 830 Canyon Road doing a show of paintings, photos, ceramics, jewelry. And Casa Contemporary Fine Art has paintings by Lee Salner. They live on Marcy Street, not far from the New Mexican. And the Verve Gallery on Marcy Street also has a show opening, Intimate Landscape. Photographs by Pascal Demister and Lorena G. Vaschetti. Reception 5 to 7. I love that photo gallery across the street from the New Mexican. There's a lot of other ones. Pick up the Pasatiempo. Look on page 61 for art openings. Hey, what time is it?
It is 8:52. Hey, did we ever figure out where Lord Buckley is performing?
Lord Buckley. Dun-dun-dun. Lord Buckley is performing on Saturday nights.
Every Saturday night this month. But when I got the invitation last time, it didn't say where it was happening.
That's right. And we were supposed to put it in our calendar, and we didn't, even though I told the calendar editor to do it. And when I get my hands on them, I'm gonna,
why
I don't know.
You, I'm gonna.
Rod Harrison's doing Lord Buckley all this month. It's Saturday night, so I gotta go see him. Is it at the, oh, it's at Corazon. I got it. It's Corazon. It's Corazon, absolutely.
Where's Corazon?
It's there, we got it.
Where
there it is.
Is
it's
it?
In the, I was wrong, it's in the pasta calendar. So those guys are going to get me instead.
Can you please give us an address?
Absolutely, ready? Saturday night, 8:30, Corazon, Church of the Living Swing. Rod Harrison performs as Lord Buckley. Very, very cheap to get in. Corazon is where Willie's used to be at 401 South Guadalupe Street. Phone
excellent.
Number, 983-4559. And I went to Corazon, I told you 2 weeks ago, for the first time.
How was it?
I was weird and strange and red velvet and interesting people and
red
good music.
Velvet.
And yeah, you know, like you go into those bars and you kind of feel like you're in a noir film or something, but it's not too scary. But I like the fact that I told you that the people there were like from 20 to 50, so it was kind of neat. It was all ages place.
Now, speaking of Dennis Hopper, we have Blue Velvet.
She wore blue velvet. Yeah, that's a great movie and a great tune. It wasn't a great tune until the movie came out.
It was a great tune until the movie came out. I didn't like that movie.
No, it wasn't a good tune until the movie came out.
No, I'm saying it was a good tune and then the movie
ruined
it. We'll
disagree about that stuff.
Yeah, we don't agree on movies.
Let's take my
word for it, ladies and gentlemen.
What are we talking about now?
I don't know. In a Dream? Did you see that? That was
a good
movie.
No, I have not seen In a Dream. I didn't say it was bad.
Okay. It's at the CCA. That's a terrific movie. Yeah.
Okay, I believe it.
Good.
Good.
Go ahead. What else?
Go ahead. I feel like I don't. Go. Run. Quick. You're a horse. Spring Choral Concert Saturday. Santa Fe Community College Chorus and Chamber Music students. 3 p.m. in the Jemez Room, Santa Fe Community College Campus. 6401 Richards Avenue, no charge. Also, pick up today's Pasta Tempo for Craig Smith's look at nonprofits and his revealing of various salaries of people that work in the nonprofit world.
Hey, Bike to Work Week starts on Monday.
Yeah, well, that's good. He'll probably need the bike to work to escape the people chasing him because of the salaries he put in the pasta. That's good. Do you have a bike?
I do. Very dusty.
How often do you bike?
I never bike. That's why it's dusty. Every time I start, like I said to them the other day, every time I get it out, I hear somebody who's been run over on a bike, and then I get skittish and put it back in.
I've never seen anybody get run over by a bike. A couple of them have
by
bounced
a car,
off my
I mean,
Jeep, but...
They get run over, their bike, they on their bikes get run over by cars or hit by cars or whatever, and it's scary.
Hey, listen, you want to hear about the...
But that doesn't mean you shouldn't bike. It just means that I shouldn't bike.
You're probably correct. If you want to know about the archaeology of the city different before Santa Fe, Jason Shapiro is going to talk about his book of that title. 6 o'clock tonight, St. Francis Auditorium, New Mexico Museum of Art. It's free. So that'd be a fun thing to do at 6 o'clock tonight. You can go learn about Santa Fe in the days before it was Santa Fe.
Excellent.
Meanwhile, if you wanted to go down to up to Embuto this weekend, Dadu and Hillary are playing accordion and violin gypsy music from 12:30 to 4 in Embuto Station, which is grand reopening. Remember that place?
Mm-hmm.
Halfway on the way to Taos on the left. Chase Morrison's playing the cello there
on Sunday. It's been closed for a while.
Correct. And I believe Busy McCarroll is going to be coming back to play at the Embuto Station soon, too. So, Embuto Station's reopening this weekend up there on, 84 to 85?
The low road to Taos.
I'm going to take you on the low road to Taos. Okay. Other events this weekend include going to any and all of the great museums. And next weekend... No, the 22nd is when our new history museum opens, 2 weeks away.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about that on this show.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. There's an organ recital tonight. Mass of the Children, John Rutter, 5:30, First Presbyterian Church.
There's one more thing I did want to read.
Yeah, go ahead.
John Serkin will be setting up his traveling camera obscura in the front yard of Warehouse 21. That's a pinhole camera. It's a little bit of an updated... slightly more modern pinhole camera, but if you were going to the farmer's market this Saturday, you can look for John's tent, and you will see this camera obscura. A camera obscura is this amazing thing. You set up a room, you put a little tiny hole in the wall, and then whatever is happening outside gets projected onto the wall inside this dark room. It just lit camera
is
that, obscura.
Is it like looking at the eclipse?
Literally means dark chamber. Yeah, dark room.
It's like looking at the eclipse.
Yeah,
like
kind of. Exactly.
Do you remember when in the 70s when they had those magazines in the back of the magazines? They gave you these glass you put in the wall and you'd be able to see next door to all the naughty things happening. You're supposedly into your teacher's dressing room. It was ridiculous. And then you bought the thing. And then you had to drill a hole in the wall and they didn't tell you that. When you're 12 and you're trying to do that, and it's just your sister in the next room, it gets kind of like, but in the picture they're like, see naughty school teacher, see librarians, lusty. How could I see the librarian? First of all, she wasn't lusty, but what am I going to do? Go into the stuff I used to buy. And the other one was the X-ray glasses.
The X-ray goggles.
Didn't work out too well.
Yeah.
It's been a pleasure.
It's been a pleasure, as it always is.
Thank you. I'm sorry that you didn't like my song. I'll give you a
better
one
next week. No, it's
great.
It's great.
I'm glad.
So you've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. Robert Knott is the associate editor of the Pasa Tiempo. He's with us here just about every Friday speaking of the arts. KSFR streams live on the web at ksfr.org. If you're singing that song, I'm going to slap you.
I'm just humming.
Oh, goodness. KSFR.org. You can email me at the email radiocafe@ksfr.org or leave a message at 505-428-1528. We are podcasting at the website santafe.radiocafe.org, where you can hear the show anytime you want to hear it, thanks to Santa Fe's Dotfoil Computer Services, and you can subscribe to the show on iTunes. Thanks to Mary Lynn LeBlanc for engineering today. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team, and after that, Jazz a la Carta. Why are you giving me goo-goo eyes?
I'm humming to myself. Was it nice to be around someone that you knew? Someone who is big and strong and looking out for you. And happy Mother's Day to your mom and to my mom up in New York.
Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers.
Yeah, it's a good day.
You know what? My mother, who is fabulous, said to me once when I was a little kid that she did not celebrate Mother's Day because she didn't like the idea that mothers should be honored once a year out of obligation. She says, if you want to honor me, you do it whenever you want.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, and so from time to time I will see something that I think she'll like and buy it or whatever and give her a Mother's Day present.
That's excellent.
And it's really nice because it's unexpected.
It's like in July or in October.
Any time of year.
I'll get her some flowers in September, but don't tell her. That's funny.
Because you just broadcast it to thousands of people.
She doesn't listen every week to you, does she?
Of course.
Oh, she's a pretty good mother.
She is.
What does she say about me? She like me?
I think that she likes you.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
Uh-oh. I better try to win over the dogs first. Milk and honey, here I come. And Horatio, you too.
It's nice to see you, Robert.
Thank you,
Have
ma'am.
A wonderful week. Have a you wonderful
too.
Weekend.
I'll see you next week.
And, what we eat when we eat.
That's
alone.
Right. That's today.
Bread, butter, and
also
honey.
Assistant dogs. And
assistant
stuff
dogs.
Michelle said.
All sorts of good stuff. And Michelle tonight. All right. Hasta la vista, baby.
Adios, lady.
Ciao.
Ooh.